Uncle Dan Eve has arrived.
The big three-night blast that Salt Lake City's been working on for the last few years. And they've actually had a sort of nice evolution forward, I guess. No pun intended with Eve, but... They got Casey Jarman from the Salt Lake Arts Council, who books the Twilight Concert Series all summer, to sort of take over the music aspect. We have Dirty Dozen Brass Band from New Orleans, one of my favorites that we're hearing a little bit of right now. Blind Pilot, sort of an alt-folk band that's come through town a couple times, played at Red Butte Garden and some other venues. And then on actual New Year's Eve, a band called Chick Chick Chick. And when you see that written down, it's 3 exclamation points, but that's how we say that. So lots of great music, and it's all at the Gallivan Center instead of being spread out around downtown. And, of course, Eve still has other great stuff associated with it. There's short films by Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton at the Broadway. You get access to the Leonardo. There's things at the Clark Planetarium and at the Children's Museum down at the Gateway. So a mere $15 gets you a pass for all 3 days. And, of course, the midnight fireworks on New Year's Eve right there downtown. So pretty good option there for people with families or looking for a multiple-day experience.
And, of course, it looks like a big party weekend anyway.
Yeah, there's other great things to do. People looking to kind of hunker down in one spot. Coco Montoya, blues legend, he's playing at the Stateroom. They'll do a champagne toast at midnight. He'll play a couple of long sets. That'll be great. Kristen Chenoweth, Broadway star, TV star. She's headlining the Eccles Center for Performing Arts in Park City. That show is sold out, but I would hazard a guess if you went online, you might be able to find some tickets. And then out at the Hale Center Theater in West Valley City, they actually use New Year's Eve to open a new show. This year it's the 39 Steps, which is sort of a spoof of an old Hitchcock spy thriller. I've seen it down at the Utah Shakespearean Festival before, where two actors play multiple roles. Really funny and kind of a different option for New Year's Eve.